Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Ayin Beis, and we are learning Se'ifim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, and this is page Resh Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So let us begin with Se'if Yud. Again, we're talking about if you have a wall between two chatzeros, when do we consider it to be one big chatzer that makes one Eruv jointly, or at least has the option to make one Eruv jointly, and when do we assume that they do not make one Eruv jointly? So Kafa Seifel Sheish Bar Arba L'Arba V'Gvoa Kol Shu'um Matba Gavo Me'asara. And if you take a box and you that's four tefachim by four tefachim and you turn it upside down, and now when you're standing on that box, the wall is less than 10 tefachim higher than that box, well then mutru l'shtamish k'neged amiyut b'vad she'chabrenu betit. As long as you put that box in place, you make it stationary where it's not going to move on Shabbos, then you're allowed to use the area that is within 10 tefachim of the top of that box. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kafa Seifel, Samach L'Kosel B'Tok Shosh Tefachim, it has to be right up against the wall, or at least within three Tefachim of the wall, V'chein L'mayla L'nyin Itztaba, and the same is true about the Itztaba that we spoke about previously, about a platform that's put next to the wall. Arba al arba, kol dino kamal lamaylo linyan itztaba. That the idea of four tefachim by four tefachim is the same as we said previously about the itztaba. Valkein eskimu achronim, and because it's the same halach as we learned previously, the achronim agreed, the mashakas of kineged amiyot, that which the Shulchan Aruch says, that you can utilize the area that corresponds to directly across from that box. Tol soferhu, that's a mistake. V'tzorech lomar avilu shalom kineged amiyot. It means to say even the other areas of the wall, because that's what we learned by the Itztaba, she'chabrenu betit, but you do have to attach it very well. Chibur yafa la'aretz, she'ef shalasham to'ad she'achbar bedeker. It has to be attached well enough to the ground that you would need a shovel to undo it. She'az yef shalitol misham b'shabbos, because then you would not be allowed to take it away on Shabbos. Yafal b'sha'as l'litol achar Shabbos mutter. The fact that you're going to take it away after Shabbos doesn't bother us. Aval matit munach kach al ognov ha'kfuyim la'aretz mutter l'litol ha'sefel b'shabbos af pi she'nizos if the mud that is holding it in place is by the rim of the kli, where if you were to pick up the kli, the mud would move a little bit, that's considered something that you can move on Shabbos, because even though the mud might be muktza, if you're not moving it directly, you're only moving it by picking up the box, that's what we call tiltul min atzad, and that's mutter from a muktza perspective. And once the box is something that you can move on Shabbos, well, then it's not mima'it the height of the wall. It's only considered to be something that alters the height of the wall if it's something that cannot be moved on Shabbos. Se'if Yud Aleph, bana itztaba al itztaba. If let's say you build a double-decker platform, im yesh b'tachton arba al arba, if the bottom one is 4x4 tefachim, aw main ba arba al arba v'yesh b'lyon al arba, or the bottom one is less than 4x4 tefachim, but the top one is more than 4x4 tefachim, ve'in bein zul lezu shlosh tefachim, and the difference between the height of the bottom one and the height of the top one is less than three tefachim, mahani la'atir l'shtamish lov. So then it counts as a valid itztaba. Avlo mahani l'mavis pesach la'ariv yachad. But it does not function as an opening between one chatzar and the other to be able to join in a single eruv. Says the mishbura peches bana samach l'kosa zulamala mizu v'yesh avir b'neim. We're talking about where you build them right next to the wall, one above the other, and there's airspace in between them. When the bottom one is 4x4 tefachim, so that makes it alone something worthy of being able to use the kosel in that area. Even if there were nothing above it, like we learned about last time. Now it's very important that the bottom one has to be within 3 tefachim of the ground, because if it's floating more than 3 tefachim off the ground, that is not considered a miyut in the height of the wall. It has to be something that's coming off of the ground. It's got to be within 3 tefachim of the ground. And ve'in bein zol lezol shlosh tefachim, we said that there's no 3 tefachim of space between them. Deratzolomer does mitzarfinu lagam etztaba atachtona davi kolavu. Then we can combine the top and the bottom one because they're within love of one another. Uki etztaba achas damia maschelos min haaretz ketzarim milamato, rechavim milamaila. We view it as one big itztaba, as one big platform that's just narrow at the bottom and widens as it goes up, because the bottom one is narrow and the top one is 4x4 tvachim. Aval im hayurachokin zemizah shlosh tvachim ein elyona levad materes. But if there were more than three tvachim apart from each other, then the top one alone would not be matir afshar rechava arba al arba, even if it is 4x4 tefachim to omedes ba'avir, because it's floating in the middle of the air, meaning it's not considered attached to the ground. And the bottom one is not going to be enough to be matir because it doesn't have the requisite dimensions of 4x4 tefachim. Lishtame shalav. So what this allows you to do is to use the area al hakosel. Shayeno kosel mal meit sabos kavah asar tefachim, because the wall is not more than 10 tefachim above the height of the itztaba'us. Umari shas itztaba'us rak mitzad echad. All of this is assuming that you only built these itztaba'us on one side of the wall, k'mo sheksav melabas of katan pei aleph, as we've explained previously, because if it's on both sides of the wall, then they aser on one another, meaning there's no greater access to one person than the other, than the person on the other side, and then you would not be able to use the area on top of the wall. La'ariv yachad, rotzolam arfim niyotzalas itztaba'us mitzad sheni gamkein. Now, even if you had an itztaba on the other side, it would not function as a pesach to allow you to make a joint eruv between the two chatzeros. This is only about utilizing the area on top of the wall. Sif yud beis ziz hayotzi min hakosel v'yesh bar arba al arba. If you have a ledge that comes out of the wall and is 4x4 tefachim, v'niach olav sulam kol shehu, and you put a ladder on it, moel lahatir lo tashmish hakosel, that allows you to use the wall. V'ush lo teish li v'atachtonu gvar min ha'arz shlosha v'lo yibin provided that the bottom rung of the ladder is within three tefachim of the ground, and each rung is within three tefachim of one another, and it also has to be that the ladder is leaning up against this ledge. Avlim somcho etzlo lo. But if you put the ladder near the ledge, along the wall near the ledge, but not leaning up against the ledge, then it's no good. Then it does not count because it's not considered an area that's 4x4 tefachim. And if the wall is anything less than 20 tefachim high, you can get away with one ledge that's smack in the middle of the wall. Because you don't have 10 tefachim of height from the ground to the ziz, nor from the ziz to the top of the wall. But if the wall is 20 tefachim or higher, then sarach shnei zizin. Then you're going to need two of these ledges. Echad b'toch asara tachton. One within 10 tefachim of the ground, and the second one within 10 tefachim of the top of the wall. Shemayaz is gavoa asara lo sagi le besulam kolshu. Because any ziz that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, the ladder is not going to be enough to help out. And even when you have two zizin on a very tall wall, they can't be directly one on top of the other, because then you can't make a ladder from one to the other. They have to be they have to be scattered a little bit so that you can have a ladder that goes, that leans from the bottom ziz up to the top ziz. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Sadi Gimel, Hayotzi min hakosel b'toch asar tefachim samach la'aretz. If the ledge protrudes out of the wall within 10 tefachim of the ground, v'niach alav ratzalom shorosh elyon shel sulam samach la'aziz, and you lean the ladder up against this ledge, sulam kol shehu ratzalom shu sulam tzar shein machzik arba'a tefachim bavi yashliv. Even though this ladder is very narrow, it's not 4 tefachim wide, it still works. We view this ladder as a step toward the ziz, and the ziz has the requisite dimensions. It's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so it's considered one unit. But to make it into a pesach, to use that ladder that leads up to that ziz, and then view that as a pesach between the two chatzeros, so you can make one big eruv, it doesn't work for that. That you would need a ziz that is within three tefachim of the top of the wall, and the other side would need one as well that's within three tefachim of the top of the wall. Only then would it be considered a pesach. Shalotahei. If it were more than three tefachim, the bottom rung were more than three tefachim off the ground, then it's as if it were floating in the air and it wouldn't be considered to be connected to the ground. V'lo yehei, and you also can't have three tefachim between one step and the next. Shaz nasa azizim kol hashlivos hakol echad kilu tztabach sheish barabal arba milmaila shmela saf pishak tzara milmatul kanal b'sif yud. If it's less than three tefachim apart from one another, we view it as all one big unit that just widens at top, that's on the ground and is narrow at the bottom, but then it widens when it gets to the ziz, which would work just like the double itztaba worked in Sifir Aleph. Al gava ziz aval, this was going on where the Shulchan Aruch says that the ladder has to be on the ziz, not near the ziz. Ratzalomar sheyismach rosh elyon shel hasulam baziz, that the top of the ladder has to be leaning on that ziz. Velo sheyismach hasulam lakos el etzal ziz betzido. It's not enough that the ladder is nearby where the ledge is. Afilu mutok shloshal aziz, even if it's within three tvachim of where the ledge is. Dimken lavis hasulam dargal aziz. Because if it's not leaning on the ledge, it is not considered a step toward the ledge. Betoch hasar elyonim, that in order for this ledge to work, it needs to be within 10 tefachim of both the bottom and the top of the wall. So if you have a 20 tefach high wall, you're going to need two zizin, and each ziz is going to need to be within 10 tefachim, the bottom one within 10 tefachim of the ground, and the top one within 10 tefachim of the top of the wall, and you're going to need two ladders, one from the ground to the bottom ziz, and one from the bottom ziz to the top ziz. Shim haya ziz, because we said that if the ziz was 10 tefachim high off the ground, more than 10 tefachim high off the ground, then a ladder would not help you. Ratzalomer, shim yagbia ziz hatachton gavo asara min ha'aretz, if the bottom ziz were more than 10 tefachim off the ground, v'chein maziz ha'elyon, and yarchi kenu asara tefachim mea ziz hatachton, and likewise, if the top ziz were more than 10 tefachim away from the bottom ziz, lo sagi le besulam kolshu, then a narrow ladder would not work. Then the ladder itself would need to be 4 tefachim wide. Vuhu v'chule ze keneged ze, el yu meshuchim ze mizeh, kedei she'aroi la'amit sulam, el ziz ha'tachton l'sam chubi shepua, el ziz ha'elyon. This is where we were saying that you can't have the ziz in one on top of the other directly. They need to be scattered somewhat so that a ladder can be slanted from the bottom ziz to the top ziz. So what we learned tonight is, first we said in Sif Yud that if you have a basket that's 4x4 tefachim and you set it in place in a way that it cannot be moved on Shabbos, that will allow ishtamshus throughout the entire wall. And then we said in Sif Yud Aleph that if you build a double itztaba, as long as they're within three tefachim of one another and the bottom one is within three tefachim of the ground, if either one of them is 4x4 tefachim, that will allow you to use the top of the wall, although it will not serve or function as a pesach between the two chatzeros. And then in Sif Yud Beis, we said that if you have a ledge that protrudes from the wall, and the ledge itself is 4x4 tefachim, and it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, and within 10 tefachim of the top of the wall, all you need is a ladder that leans up against that ledge, and the ladder itself does not need to be 4 tefachim wide, and that would allow ishtamshus on the top of the wall. And if you have that on both sides of the wall, then that can actually function as a pesach, as long as it's within three tefachim of the top of the wall, then it can actually function as a pesach to allow you to make a joint eruv with one another. And if you have a really, really tall wall, you can use multiple zizin as long as you have ladders that run from one to the next. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we should be back to regular time, regular place, and we'll be Se'ifim Yud Gimel Yud Dalid Tezvav, I guess Tezayin as well, maybe. Yud Gimel Yud Dalid Tezvav Tezayin, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you for joining.